My mother's my partner. She a soldier. You know, she a soldier like I'm a soldier. You know, and I watched the game that she went through. If I would have went the same way my mother went, had not she did her route and showed me where it went wrong with her. I wanted to go to college. I went to school all the way and was ready to go to college. The only thing that stopped me was money. All the kids in my school was writing applications to go to college. I didn't have no lights or no electricity. And that ain't my mama's fault. You know what I'm saying? So when I think back to that, I'm not thugging for me. I'm thugging for my family. I pay all the bills. You know what I'm saying? I feed my whole family. Wrong or right, I do. And I can't stop. You know what I'm saying? And if thugging is gonna make me $1 million, because it just got me platinum, then that's what I got to do.
Host God, oh yay. Swear to God, pop up podcast. What do you know? We here. We're back, man. Can we do it? Let's do it.
All right, let's get this right. We back. Wait, let me plug this in. Host God Oye. Swear to God, pop up podcast. Tonight in Atlanta, dirty clothes. That trip, we here. Okay, let's get right into it. We got that plugged up. We should be good to go. That's recording properly. Yep. Dear mama, I am sorry that after living inside of you for 9 months, I came out looking exactly like that man. It's not even funny. Let me do it again. Dear mama, I apologize for the fact. Excuse me. Drunk. A little high. Definitely drunk. Start from the beginning. Dear mama, I apologize for the fact that after living inside of you for 9 months, after developing into a human being for 9 months from your nourishment, your nutrition, everything that you had to give, you gave. Including your life, if you had to, that I came outside of you in your womb or that stomach cut looking like that nigga. See, fellas, we have to understand as men, your mother loves you out the gate, bro. That's, you was inside her. But she comes out and the doctors take her off 30, 40, 50 feet away up under a little lava lamp. And they wipe you down and they get the blood off you. They get all the amniotic fluid off you. And they clean you up real nice and they put you in that white blanket with that little white stocking cap, and they take you to your mama, and she, cause when she first look at you, she don't really look at you. She's just happy you're outside of her. Okay, let's keep it a buck. That's what it is. She's just happy that you're no longer inside, taking up space and kicking about said space, and you're good. You're outside of her. I got a cold, America. So. And my London family, my UK family, I got a cold. So if I try to clear my nose, that's what you're going to hear. Okay. And you got outside of her. And you're smiling and she look at you and she give you a kiss and a real hug. And she try to match the heartbeat to your heartbeat. That's just something I heard they like to do. And after she does that, you know, and then they take her away and they say, let you rest in the NICU, and she's where she's at. And I know my mom's is like 6 out of 100. So what my mom's did with me is not popular, but I was born in February. Okay? February 3rd to be exact. And if you if you Google, if you do your research, on February 2nd and February 3rd, 1978, there was a lot of snow in New York City. Okay? It's a couple feet. And my mother, who is different from 94 out of 100 of your mothers, because there's only six people total. Nobody's like her, but I'm going to say at least six people probably did this. Same day, same time, same amount of feet of snow. My mother, after getting a C-section, decided that she was going to take me home in the middle of the snowstorm, in the middle of the feet of snow. And we went from Harlem Hospital in Harlem, which is right across the street, 138th Street Bridge, took me to the Bronx, took me home. Right. I said that to say, mothers form bonds with their child, man or woman, before they even look at you. Like, you're theirs. They didn't even really get a good look at you. But when they get a good look at you, there is majority of time where you look like your daddy. That punk ass, snake ass, no responsibility dealing with, fucking them other bitches, little dick, no backbone having ass daddy. And you look just like that motherfucker. And I don't know what day is on, whether it's day one, day seven, when you get out the NICU, day 14, when they finally let you take her home to the house, or year two, day 730, when she realized for the rest of her goddamn life, she got to look at the nigga that is no longer with her in you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that when they got like 13, 14 and they started doing shit that they daddy did, they wondered why they mother tried to discipline them the way they did. Or they wonder why they mother kicked them out the house the way they did. You know how Usher said, "You remind me of a girl that I once knew." You reminded the one person that loves you more than anything on this planet. You've reminded them of the one person that they hate. I took my daughter on a picnic today. We had a picnic, indoor picnic in the house. Called it the Bates picnic. We had a picnic today. Me and my daughter, shout out to my son. Okay, my son is not here. My son's in Alabama. I'm in Atlanta. Shout out to my son. I love my son all day, every day. He wasn't there for the picnic today. My daughter, I don't even know how it happened. Like I said, I was coming to the house so we could play, and she went to school and told everybody me and my daddy finna have a picnic. So we finna have a picnic. That's what we did. I bought her flowers. I was trying to get some balloons. Motherfuckers at Publix fucked that up. But I got her flowers for her favorite color, pink. Got her some pink roses. And I pulled up and I got her what she wanted to eat. She wanted hot dogs and french fries. She's a picky eater. She wants what she wants. I got it for her. I got her some donuts. Her mom's got her some cookies. We had a picnic blanket. And we had a picnic basket. And we went outside and we had a picnic. And that's what we did. And I was looking at my daughter, and I was taking pictures of my daughter, taking videos of my daughter and all that. And I said to myself, God damn, my daughter look like me. Now, my mother is going to tell you different. She is. She's going to tell you different. She's going to tell you she looks like her. She has every right to. Because when you realize that your child, who you carried for 9 months, looks like the nigga that's no longer there, the nigga that left, the nigga that don't fuck with you no more, the nigga that you let come inside you is no longer with you. He probably went another woman, or he gone, or you don't even know who it is. It's... we take that for granted. That's That's really some shit. America? That is some shit. For a woman to attach themselves and love somebody as much as they love the person that they carried inside her, no matter what number it was, whether it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no matter what she was, you remind them of their daddy. Listen, as a black man in America, we are not perfect and we fuck up a lot. We do. And every time we fuck up, when that mother, that parent, has to look at her child and that child to look just like you, I'm just here to tell you that it's not good. Love my mother. I love my father. I love my grandmother, my grandfather. God rest the dead. And I can look at old pictures and know exactly who I look like. Right? I can tell from mannerisms exactly where I came from. I have the privilege of doing that. I pray that everyone gets the privilege of knowing either their mother and father or grandmother and grandfather, just so they can know exactly. Sometimes it's like close aunts and uncles too. But men, we have to understand that, you know, besides what we decide or what happens in life and what we do to women, that these women, you know, women, more times than not, it's a woman that the child ends up with. That's the custodial parent. It's with the woman. And if your child looks exactly like you, family, but she lives with her mother and her mother has to wake her up every day and get her ready for school and feed her every day, and every day she's looking at your face and she does not like you, that is not the best situation. Like, if I wrote a book about happy thoughts, I probably wouldn't write that into the book. Just give them they do. Just give them they love, man. Fellas, don't nobody know what we go through. Especially, you know, black men, white men too. They go through shit. Indian men, Asian men, everybody goes through they shit. You know, some is more publicized than other. But I'm here to tell all you niggas. I'm here to tell all my fellas, man. When that baby come out with more of your chromosomes than her, but she got to look at those chromosomes that came straight from you and look just like you and sound just like you and feel just like you. And that mother now has to feed and clothe and bathe and educate and encourage. Man, I just realized that myself, man. I got two kids. I'm a little bit deep. Crazy out, man. Host got Oye tonight in Atlanta. Dirty clothes. BT, what's up? I know you're going to put something crazy behind this. I ain't even worried about it. My nose is stopped up. I got a cold, and as I got in here, my shit is getting worse and worse and worse. It probably did throughout this episode, but fuck it. Put it up. That's why it's the pop-up podcast. Swear to God. Pop-up podcast, host God Oye, tonight in Atlanta, Dirty Clothes, whatever radio station decides to cut the check, holla at me, man. BT, what up? Yeah.